at that time, and targeted leadership as one of the areas where I wanted to grow. While I was leading that second church in Ohio, I began teaching others leadership. In the early 80s, I took on the leadership of a church in San Diego. It eventually became recognized as one of the 10 most influential churches in America. While I was there, I wrote Developing the Leader Within You. At that time, I also started getting many more speaking requests, and I started a company to help me train leaders and distribute training resources. The demands of my schedule and the opportunities to train leaders nationally and internationally prompted me to give up my church in 1995. I spent my time writing, speaking, and training leaders ever since. But going back to when I wrote the first edition of this book, as I prepared to write it, I thought a lot about the greatest discovery I had made in leading those three organizations, that leadership can be developed. I had developed the leader within me, and my greatest desire was to share my leadership journey with others and teach what I had learned so that they could develop the leaders within them also. I thought I had much to share from the first 25 years of my leadership life. But when I look back now, I'm struck by how much more I've learned in the 25 years since then. That should have been no surprise to me, since I've written many additional books on leadership. But sometimes you don't realize how far you've traveled until you go back and look at where you were. It's like going back to the home you grew up in 25 years later. It's a lot smaller than you remembered. I can't tell you how excited I am to share with you the things I've learned since I first wrote this book. There's so much to tell that I can hardly contain myself or contain it in just 10 chapters. I have extensively rewritten this entire book. That's why I'm calling it 2.0. It still contains the foundational lessons for becoming a good leader. It's still the first book I recommend that people read to start their leadership development journeys. And it's still the book I recommend that leaders use to mentor others in leadership. But I've taken great pains to give it greater depth, to focus it more specifically on a leader's needs. For example, instead of doing general teaching on integrity and attitude as I did in the original version, I look more specifically at how those characteristics can make someone a better leader. In addition, I also removed two chapters that were focused on developing staff, which I cover in depth in other books, and replace them with two new chapters on topics vital to developing you as a leader: servanthood, the heart of a leader, and personal growth, the expansion of leadership. I look back now and think, how in the world did I miss those the first time around? If you read the original version of the book, you're going to be pleased by all the new material and insights I've included in this new 2.0 edition, celebrating the book's 25th anniversary. I can't imagine offering a better leadership tune-up than this. If this book is new to you, you're in for a treat, because you're going to receive everything you need to take a significant step in your leadership journey. And if you do everything I suggest in the application section at the end of each chapter, you'll be amazed at how much your influence, your effectiveness, and your impact will increase in such a short time. So let's go. Turn the page and begin developing the leader within you. I want to thank Charlie Wetzel, my writer, Stephanie Wetzel, who edited the first draft, Carolyn Kulika, who typed my manuscript notes, and Linda Eggers, my executive assistant. Chapter 1. The Definition of Leadership: Influence. Everyone talks about it, few understand it. Most people desire to cultivate a high capacity for it, few actually do. I can put my hands on more than 50 definitions and descriptions of it from my personal files. If you Google it, you'll get more than 760 million results for it. What am I talking about? Leadership. When I wrote the first edition of this book in 1990,